queening as teasing. You can look, smell, and touch, but not taste. Hello, horny readers. When the fondest dream of a humiliation slave's heart is to eat my pussy, queening becomes an excellent teasing tool. I know many of you would be content just to be near my pussy, much less inhale the scent of its nectar or feel the moist warmth of it against your skin. But there are those who have been begging me to allow them to please me completely, and I delight in saying no. I love to use queening to bring them so close and yet keep them so far away from what they truly desire. That way, I get what I really want from a slave. I tease you with queening because I don't need you to make me come. What these cunnilingus cravers don't seem to understand is that I get my pleasure from their desperation and humiliation, not from any orgasm they could provide. I've got plenty of ways and means of having orgasms in my life most of the time without needing a slave to provide one. Getting to make me come, to feel the electric silk of my tenderest flesh against your tongue, and hear my cries of ecstasy is a privilege, not a service. Who are they trying to kid? The truth is, they're not really trying to provide me with a service, but trying to get their own desires filled. This is worthy of teasing and punishment, wouldn't you say? Sometimes, I'll smother them with my ass in panties, pull the crotch to the side, and rub my clit myself, so that they can hear the sound of my wet fingers and even feel my gruel dripping down their chin as my arousal rises. I love to hear their muffled moans from between my cheeks as all that pussy juice they long to lap at goes to waste. I make sure to wipe it off of them before rising from the queening position so that they can't scrape it from their skin with their fingers and steal a taste. Yes, some of these sluts are that desperate. Queening plus edging plus CBT equals fun for mistress. Squatting over or sitting on a slut's face is the perfect position for teasing and tormenting a cock and a pair of balls. Facing their feet with their nose cozied up nice and snug between my ass cheeks, I can see their kit react to the proximity of my cunt. The cock jumps and stiffens and throbs, wavers in the air. The balls tighten and relax, all in concert with their groans. My riding crop is just long enough to reach and sting either one. When I bend at the waist and stretch, I can even wrap my hand around their member and stroke it hard, daring them to come as I rub my cotton crotch against their nose and mouth. Then I pull my hand away just when I feel them getting close, delivering several stinging slaps to their pulsing flesh to upbraid them for their presumption. The best they'll get is a ruined orgasm, but I get so much more. Yes, occasionally I've practiced face-sitting with a slave for the purposes of achieving pleasure, but the difference is it was at my request, and this is quite rare. It's when a slave begs to be allowed to do it that my desire to use their desire for the only true pleasure they can offer me comes to the fore. You understand, don't you? Thanks for reading. Kisses and hugs, Miss Rachel, your queen of queening.